AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A gunman killed one person, wounded 12 others, and apparently killed himself inside a grocery store in Collierville, Tennessee, a suburb of Memphis. Brignetta Dickerson was working one of the registers when the man opened fire. She tells WMC-TV.
I got off that register. I said, oh, no, these are gunshots. I got out of there. And whoever was in front of me, I grabbed them and just took off.
Dickerson says she and several customers and co-workers made it out the back of the store. Police found people hiding in freezers and locked offices. Members of a CDC advisory committee recommend Pfizer coronavirus vaccine boosters for people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and people 50 to 64 with health problems. Committee member Dr. Pablo Sanchez says he remains uneasy about approving the booster shots.
We have a really effective vaccine, and it's like saying that it's not working, and it is working.
Panel members and the CDC leadership also agree the top priority is getting the unvaccinated vaccinated. All three of the COVID-19 vaccines still highly protective against severe illness, hospitalization, and death, even amid the Delta spread. But only some 182 million people in this country are fully vaccinated. Montana Medical Association doctors, a hospital, and people with compromised immune systems ask a federal court to overturn a state law that bars employers from mandating worker vaccinations. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the UN Security Council climate change is hurting the Earth's most vulnerable.
The climate crisis isn't coming. It's already here. And clear patterns are emerging in its impact. The consequences are falling disproportionately on vulnerable and low-income populations.
Blinken and others have urged the Security Council to do more to address the security problems posed by climate change. This is AP News. A federal judge has ordered that Los Angeles City and County find housing for homeless people has been overturned.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says the federal judge who's overseeing a major lawsuit on homelessness in Los Angeles made errors in his April ruling, basing an injunction on a self-research theory that racism led to the homelessness crisis. But that's not what the plaintiffs had been claiming. Judge David O. Carter also slammed local officials for their inability to contain an increase in homelessness, giving them 180 days to find housing for those on Skid Row. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An analysis of seeds stuck in fossilized human footprints found in a dry lake bed at White Sands National Park in New Mexico found that the prints were made from 21,000 to nearly 23,000 years ago, pushing back estimates on the dates of the first humans in North America by nearly 10,000 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.